Good morning, 10:11 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. And we have Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson in studio with us. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the low humidity. We got a little rumble of thunder and stuff on the way, more overnight. But right now, I mean, hey, we're going to take it, especially with tomorrow, 104.
I know. Ugh. It's going to be brutal, so yep. You better soak it up while you can.
That's right. That's right. So we got lots to get to today.
We do. I brought a couple of in-studio guests with me this morning, so we'll visit with them at the end of the community update. So I mentioned this last week, but I'm going to mention it again, and it's only because it is the summer months, and kids are home, and they've been outside playing, and they're hungry, and they're eating their parents out of house and home. So we want to make sure that we make all the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas aware of some meal opportunities in the community. So every Tuesday at the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel, they have the Open Arms Diner, and they offer carryout meals from 5 to 5:30. So that would be a great option for those who might find that to be helpful. So that would be tonight. Every Wednesday, the Baptist Church offers a meal at 220 South Penn Avenue, and it starts at 5:45, and I believe you can stay and actually eat on location there. And then every Thursday, the local churches take turns providing the CUF meal. CUF is an acronym for Community United Feeding Friends. It's at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple. And these are carryout meals as well. And I believe that the carryout starts at 6 o'clock. So that is an option. And then we also have free lunches and breakfast the following day available to kids in the community, teenagers ages 1 to 18, 12 to 12:45 Mondays through Thursdays until this Thursday. You can have these meals at ICC West, Public Library, Eisenhower School, and ICC Fab Lab. And then between the days of Monday, July the 17th to Friday, July the 28th, lunch will be provided at Jefferson School from noon until 12:45. And if you have questions about the meals that they're offering, you can call the food service at 620-332-1869. And I believe that there are also meals available for adults if they want to pick up a meal for themselves. $2.85 for breakfast and $5 for lunch. So
hard to beat that.
I know. Another great way to feed your family when the kids are out of school during the summer months. I also wanted to make you aware, I gave you a flyer too, so you can keep it here
in
studio.
That's great.
But recycling is changing in Independence, and they're kind of streamlining it and making it easier for all of us to remember when everything is happening. So today is typically and will still be recycling drop-off day. But moving forward, here's what everybody needs to remember. Recycling drop-off is going to change to Thursdays from 11 to 1. That's at the sanitation yard. So every Thursday now, which will be great because next week the holiday falls on Tuesday. So take your recyclables to the sanitation yard every Thursday starting next week from 11 to 1. And then they will still take recyclables on the first Saturday of the month. So that's this week, believe it or not. It's going to be July 1st. So you can do that from 8 to noon. And then the bulky item drop-off, and if somebody wants to know what bulky items are, that would be appliances, mattresses, furniture, and things like that, can be dropped off on the first Saturday of the month this week from 8 to 12, or every Thursday and Friday from 8 to noon. And then another bonus is the city makes the brush dump available, and that's where you can drop off leaves and brush and limbs, no lumber, but just those things I mentioned, and that's every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to noon. And if you want to know where the brush yard is, it's a half mile south of College Avenue on County Road 4100. And if you need more information about that, if you're driving and you can't write it down or you can't remember, the new flyer will go up on our website this week, and you'll be able to get all of the information. Or you can give us a call, and I know that it'll be on the city's website and Facebook page as well.
Good deal. Nice to try to simplify that a little bit.
Yes. So fun things are always happening downtown. So I just want to remind everyone, you know, when you're looking for something, someplace to go that's air conditioned when it's so hot outside, musical bingo is Wednesday at 7 at the brewery. And bingo cards are $1. So that's affordable fun. Trivia night's Thursday night. The place is always packed at 7 o'clock. And just a reminder that the brewery is a family-friendly environment. So they not only serve craft beer and other alcoholic drinks, but they have some amazing root beer. So you can actually bring your ice cream in, pour the root beer over it, and enjoy some family time. They have board games, and you can bring your own board games. You can bring your own food. That's one of the benefits of them not serving food. You can go get food at all the great places to eat in Independence and just bring it into the brewery. Have a good time. Beer yoga is the first Saturday of the month. So that is this weekend. 10:45 will be beer yoga. I'm going to ask the two guys to my left if they plan to attend beer yoga later on. So get that on your calendar. Brian Leedy plays every Friday night at Uncle Jack's starting at 6. Karaoke is at Turbo's at 9 every Friday night. And then the newest bar and game room that opened up downtown is King's, and they have live music every night, every Friday night at 9 o'clock. So I just want to say those things because it's always fun things to do. There's a lot of listeners from outside of the area might want to come to Independence, eat, and enjoy all the activities that we have. So check out their Facebook pages. A lot of them have great dinner specials as well, so that you know what's happening in our community. VFW hosts Bingo Night on Monday night. So the doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 7. That's another indoor activity that will be air-conditioned and nice to participate in. As I've mentioned before, we have a senior center, but I do want to give a shout-out to Credo Senior Living at 2120 North 13th. They have senior size, so you don't even have to be a resident at Credo to join in. If you want to work on your flexibility, your balance, and your mobility, you can show up at 10 o'clock on Thursday mornings and get some senior size in. And then you can head over to the library on the second floor. That's the senior and community center that we have. You want to be sure and like their Facebook page. It's Independence, Kansas Community and Senior Center. You can find out all of the activities that they have. So they have lots of good speakers, educational programs. They have games and activities and movie nights and such. So if you want more information, you can always call the library at 331-3030. Follow their Facebook page. Not only the Senior Center Facebook page, but just the library in general has lots of good information as well. excuse me, Little House on the Prairie. I always like to make sure people know that that is open and ready for all of us to enjoy. This morning would be a great, great morning to head out to the prairie if the weather cooperates.
Yeah, at least temperature wise.
I know,
for sure.
Yes. So they're open Mondays through Sundays. So basically every day of the week from 10 to 5. And then I also want to do a little save the date for the 6th annual Carry Days on Saturday, July the 29th. That is always going to be the last Saturday of the month. They celebrate the fact that Carry was born on the prairie in 1870 when the family, the family moved there in 1870, but so they always do kind of a celebration to acknowledge that. So they'll have some fun activities, like their Facebook page as well. And you can always call 289-4238 if you have a question more about activities on the prairie. And here's something fun that's happening today that I wanted to make sure that everybody knows about. You might have seen it on Facebook, but the Independence Historical Museum and Arts Center is conducting walking tour in Independence. Actually, right now, there's one going on, and then there'll be another one at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The theme is Crime and Vice in Naughty Old Indy. And it's Dr. Isaias McCaffrey, who is actually a board member, and he's an ICC history professor, is going to do the guide and will be the interpreter for the event. And it's $20 for adults. If you're a museum member, they knock off $5, and it's $15, and 14 and younger are free. And it's going to be a route that will be about a mile or less. So I'm not treacherous walking, but you might want to put on some comfy shoes and dress appropriately for the warmer climate maybe this afternoon. Bring a bottle of water. But it'll be fun. I don't know if you've ever met Isaias, but he is full of lots of really good information, historical information, and he's entertaining too. So this is a fundraiser, and he's developed this on his own, and I look forward to hopefully having some more in the future, because I think people will really like walking around the historic downtown and hearing all of the stories.
That's just creative to be able to bring something like that to life, if you will. You know, the stuff we walk by every day, but, you know, you get that deeper context. It makes a big difference.
I know. So, if you're looking for something fun to do from 3 to 4:30 this afternoon, be sure and check that out. Mid-Continent Band. So Mid-Continent Band's going to be playing this evening. They always play every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at the Hilly Band Shell. So tonight's going to be fun. It's going to be a special concert about inclusion and pride. And Don Farthing, my former band director, is going to be the conductor. And he's going to be conducting all kinds of songs centered around the rainbow theme. And everyone is encouraged to wear something rainbow. So I think my shirt qualifies.
Hey, there you
go. I don't even have to change clothes, so I can show up. And if you show up in your rainbow clothing, you're going to get your name in for a drawing for a candle from Magnolia. And also, they're going to have free face painting tonight for the kids. I checked out their Facebook page, Mid-Continent Community Band. Be sure and look that up and like it so it pops up on your feed so that you know all the different themes that are happening.
And I think the band shell and the community band itself was featured on one of those Travel Kansas pages that I saw.
Okay.
They had a little thing about it in a picture, so
yes,
it was kind of cool.
It is. It's a great band. They've been playing for 120-plus years. And I played in the band. Mr. Farthing and I both played saxophone in the band. So he's still playing and now and always has been conducting. So anyway, it'll be a fun night, especially if we can hold on to some of this cooler weather. And you can always bring your lawn chairs. You can sit in the seats that are provided in the theater area. But you can also bring your own lawn chair and be comfy up top, maybe where the air flows a little bit more on those sultry nights. Or you can bring a blanket. There's a grassy area and hang out on kind of the side areas in the grass. Okay, so what's the date today? The 27th? Okay, so on the 29th, I want to make sure that everybody knows that Medical Lodges is going to have a shrimp boil, and they're going to have live music, and it's from 5 to 7. Tickets are $10, and it's a fundraiser for AWOL. So that is Animals With Our Love. It's our local animal shelter, and it'll be at 1000 Mulberry. And again, you can just skip cooking dinner that night, and you can go to Medical Lodges from 5 to 7 and have some really good shrimp for dinner. So, Farmer's Market. Are you a farmer's market guy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I love to stop by those. They're great.
All right. So ours is going very, very well. It's every Saturday from 7:30 to 11 and every Thursday afternoon from 5 to 7. And here's some of the things that you can see and buy at the market. So they have onions, they have lettuce, they have squash, green beans, cucumbers, zucchinis, broccoli, strawberries, pecans, jellies, honeys, spices, cheeses, handcrafted items, and even cut flowers this past Saturday. So lots of really good items to buy, pick up, and look at. And again, like their Facebook page, Independence Farmers and Makers Market, and then you'll know everything that they have offering on every Saturday and every Thursday. So the Verdigris Valley art exhibit is now on display.
Yeah,
so they had their
Friday.
Opening night. Yeah, Friday night they had their opening reception, and Judge's Critique went very well. A lot of people were in attendance, and it's open until next Thursday, so you need to get in. And I believe that all of the exhibits in the gallery area are free, so you want to make sure to stop by and really take in the beautiful art from local artisans and area artists. And also, it's another great place to hang out in the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure and do that. Cancer Support Group is always the last Tuesday of the month at Nazarene Church, so that will actually be this evening. And that's from 5:30 to 7, and it's for cancer patients, cancer survivors, family members, and friends. And if you want more information about that, call 620-778-5688, and they can provide you with information about that. And then the American Red Cross will be in town tomorrow, and they will be at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple, from 10 to 2, doing a blood drive. And then also tomorrow, we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting, and it will be at Sycamore Fireworks from 5 to 6. We're going to do the ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock, and everybody who shows up for the ribbon cutting will get a special ticket, and they will be able to take advantage of deeply discounted fireworks while they're there, and also during that hour, and also owner Tim Deacon is going to be making a contribution to our fireworks display fundraising efforts, which is what we're going to be talking about in just a minute. So I want to give a shout out to Sycamore Fireworks. It's an air-conditioned building, so again, it's a nice, cool
Always
place
nice.
To hang out.
Yep.
And you're supporting a local business by buying your fireworks from them. And they are open now through the 4th of July from 9 to 11. And they're just 6 miles north of Independence on Highway 75. You can't miss it. They've got all kinds of flags out there. And again, come out and celebrate with us as we celebrate them tomorrow from 5 to 6 and get some good deals on firecrackers. Glow-in-the-dark miniature golf is going to be this Friday the 30th starting at 9 o'clock. Cost to play is $5. So that's another fun thing to do out at Riverside Park. And then, let's see, what else do I want to tell you? There's so many things. Oh, we got First Friday coming up, so you don't want to miss this one. It's going to be really good. We've got some good speakers lined up. In fact, we just added another speaker to the list. So we're going to have Jeremy Thompson, who is with Team Rubicon, and I'm actually meeting with him this afternoon to learn more about Team Rubicon, and he's going to share some information. So I think that's very valuable for us to know. More about that.
Yeah, we had him on. It's a really neat program.
I'm interested to hear more about it.
Yeah, especially for people who are interested in volunteering, yes. Helping their community, emergency preparedness, and disaster. You know, Oklahoma stuff that we had. I'm sure they were probably deployed down there. I mean, there's just a lot to do. So
yes,
it's a great organization.
Police Chief Jerry Harrison's going to be talking about recruiting and retention and crime prevention. So it's always good to hear from our police chief. And then Kurt Seiler, who is the principal at Independence High School, is going to be talking about the new Hall of Fame program that they are rolling out at the high school. Again, I think with the assistance of the gentleman to my immediate left. And so anyway, it's something new that the high school is working on, and it's important that we all know about it so we can make recommendations for honorees for the Hall of Fame. So we have those three. And then we have a fourth speaker that will be speaking about something that I think is, I've already heard him speak once and he had my complete attention, but it's Bob Miller, and he's going to be talking about the Bloody Bender property that he purchased, and he's got some KU archaeologists and a research team that will be showing up on his property on July the 10th. They're going to be there to do a dig for 2 weeks. And then it's going to have, they're going to do a community presentation on July the 14th at the Civic Center. So, again, I'm interested to hear more about the Bloody Benders and what Bob Miller has in mind for that property and kind of making sure that we all know what happened out there.
Yeah, and that's something that a lot of people around the country know about, and they can get that reference, and that can bring some people out just for the interest.
I know. So quite the tourism draw in a gruesome kind of way,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have All Wheels Night that'll be coming up on Friday, July the 14th. So mark your calendar for that. Tracy and the Time Travelers will be downtown. So that'll be a good time. We'll talk more about that as it gets a little bit closer. Another save the date will be Metalark Lounge, July the 15th. They're going to have some really great artists, Chris Mitchell, Tom Posh, Nathan Connor, and Larry Kurt. It's a fundraiser for the museum. Tickets are $20. And then we're going to have Business After Hours at the brewery on July the 20th. That's a Thursday evening from 5 to 6. And then there's going to be another Cash Mob sponsored by Main Street on Thursday, July the 20th. So mark that on your calendar. We'll give you a little bit more information about that when we get closer. And then the latter part of the month, we're going to have a ribbon cutting out at Sycamore Valley Driving Range. And they're going to have a grand opening where you're going to be able to hit balls for free from like 5 to 8 and really have a good time out on the driving range. So that'll be fun. And then Saturday, July the 29th, is the downtown sidewalk sale. So lots of things are happening in and around Independence, and just want to let everybody know that you can always call the Chamber at 331-1890, go on our website at indkschamber.org. You can scroll down, you'll see all the flyers that have all the detailed information about the things we talked about. Our Facebook page is Get Independence, and if I missed something, which I probably did, give me a call and we'll get it added. And talk about it next. Well, we can't talk about it next week, James, because that's the 4th of July.
That's the 4th of July, yeah.
You might be here, but I'm not going
to
be.
Yeah, we'll be here. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, we'll catch up after the holiday. And with that, I always like to bring people in studio. I appreciate the fact that you allow me to do so. And I brought a couple of guys that are going to talk about. First, Jim and Fred, you know, were here a couple weeks ago talking about the firework fundraising, and Fred couldn't be with us this morning, and so Jim's going to give us the final wrap-up and the big cheerleading rah-rah to get us over the finish line for the fireworks, and then we're going to transition into a conversation around Stuff the Bus, which Jim has been involved in for many years and is going to pass the baton to Andy Taylor. And these two guys are going to tell us all about Stuff the Bus and what that means for the community, how we can, you know, our role as citizens in Stuff the Bus and what that means for the youth of the kiddos in Independence. So, Jim, how close are we?
Well, we're getting close, but I was going to tell you that the beer and yoga on Saturday, I can only make the first half. And so,
okay, Andy will be there for the second half.
we're actually getting pretty close on the fireworks. The goal this year was $20,250, and as of yesterday afternoon when I got an update, we are 82% there. So we're $3,683 short with basically a week to go, because a week from today is the 4th of July. So it's picked up in the last week since the last time we visited. Has to be a big part of visiting here on the air. It's gotten some attention, some funds, because we were... seems to me 11,000 or more down at that time. So $3,800 left to go, and like I say, a week. So contributions are always accepted, but donations can be made to they can be I'm trying to think of the post office box, 747. Can't remember.
Right, I get the numbers confused all the time. Yeah. Right, yeah. Keep trying to keep track of them. But I mean, the chamber is, you know, you can stop by the chamber. You can give the chamber a call too for questions on all of that.
Yeah.
I know.
Right, chamber. But you can also drop contributions if you want by Community National Bank's main bank and drive in. We still get some there, and I'll get them to the Rotary for the. The fundraising, but every week, twice a week, there's usually something out on where to make contributions to. Goes to Community Foundation for Independence, CFFI-Fireworks Fund, and that will get it in. Community Foundation. It's a 501c3, and so the deductions would be tax deductible. And like I say, they can be made clear up. We will also, a lot of times over the 31 years that I've done it, after the show, there'll be some people that have gone out to it, have really enjoyed it, and I've had some contributions come in after the show. So.
Sure, and too, like, people often enjoy giving online, you know, the ease of that, and I know there's a way to give online as well, correct?
Right. It's Community Foundation for Independence, CFFI's website. There's a link that you can make an online contribution to the fireworks.
Well, and like we said before, it's really convenient being able to do it through the foundation because they keep track of all of that. And come tax time, we all like to be able to get that letter in the mail saying, you know, hey, here's your, or an email, and just so we put that in a file and get that written off there.
Right. So it's good. And like I say, the show will be, of course, on July 4th. It will kick off at 9:30. There will be accompanying music on 102.9 FM out of Independence. The show will be in the vicinity of 28 minutes, so by the time that you get through the beginning and the end, it'll go 9:30 to 10 or just a little after. If there happens to be rain, which there has not been, many years, I think of only once in the 31 years that I've done it, it will be a rain delay show will be on July the 5th at 9:30. So music will start at, I think, 9:29:35, or it will have an intro in, and then the first show to be up at 9:30.
Okay, timing it like a train. That's good. And then the good thing, as we mentioned on the program before, there's so many places that you can see this from, right? Because these are going up real high.
Yeah, they are the Class A fireworks, so they go up high, and you can basically see it from a lot of people come to the park and line up down Oak Street to watch it. But we also have full parking lots down Penn Avenue from about Oak on out. The high school parking lots, two of those lots are great places to watch it. Plus a number of yards and all around town that it gets up high enough. And the one thing that we've done this year, it seems like in the time that I've been doing this, the trees have grown taller, or I've gotten shorter, or a combination of the two. And so we have switched to generally all but some salutes that are used in some of the finales. We've switched to 4-inch shells for the minimum, and they go on up to 8-inch shells. Good combination. The last couple years, we've had this will be the third year for the shooter of the fireworks here, and he has had some spectacular finales. And he comes from the night before, he does a show in the Tulsa area, and then comes to Independence and does the 4th of July show. So a good setup, and it should be a great show, and hopefully it's not 106 degrees or whatever it's going to be the next couple days, but hopefully it might be an evening just like what we're experiencing right now with the low humidity and kind of a cool breeze, enough of a breeze to blow the mosquitoes away and have a wonderful show. So at Riverside Park, it shot north of Kittyland. So it's in an area north of Kittyland, so it gives a lot of display area, like you said, and a lot of places that you can watch it around the park or around the community.
Well, that is wonderful. That's really good, and we appreciate, you know, all the work that goes into it, and hope that we get a few more donations rolling in here to be able to make it happen and get that fully funded.
Yep, and the Rotary this year has taken it over. They've done a wonderful job on the fundraising and a committee to make the show happen. Appreciate Fred Meyer and the president of the Rotary Club and everything they've done this year to make this a great event. And like I said, they need $3,683, and the show will be completely covered. So
the thing is, we can make it happen.
Yep.
We
encourage everyone to cooperate and enjoy.
Well, while you were talking, Jim, I pulled up my calculator, and surely to Pete, there are more than 150 people listening to this radio show, because that's all we need is for 150 people to just write a small check for $25. If we can do that, if my math is correct, then we're going to be there. So, and also I wanted to mention that while Jim was talking about CFFI, you can go on there. And the great thing about donating through CFFI is the fact that you can set it up to do an annual donation. So you can make your donation right now, but you can also push the button and create that donation on an annual basis, and then you don't have to worry about it. And to your point, they will every year send you that letter for your taxes, and you'll be able to put that with the collection of other tax deductions that you're turning in. And so and then lastly, I want to remind everyone excuse me, that Mid-Continent Band will play that night too. So they'll play at the park at 7, and they're going to do all patriotic songs. And then so they'll play from like 7 to 8, then you'll take a little break, and you can find your spot, whether that's staying at the park somewhere or going with your family and friends to another location, and then being ready for those fireworks celebration at 9:30.
Okay, well,
cffiindy.org is the website.
Excellent. Well, Lisa, I want to make sure we have plenty of time still to talk about Stuff the Bus as well, because I know we want to get to that. So, so what's kind of, you want to give us maybe a little bit of a background of, you know, what the program is, how it started, and where we're going?
Jim, I'll let you do the intro for that.
Well, the program started in 2007, and it was something. I was on the school board at the time, and one of the things that had witnessed over the years was that, you know, school supplies were getting more expensive, and they still are. They continue that trend, and that it was difficult for a lot of families at school times, particularly if they had, several children, to do it. So I had the idea that could we have an effort to raise funds to provide school supplies to the kids that needed them. So started on it in probably 2005 or 6, and originally worked with Mercy Hospital, Cessna, and it was at that time it was Commerce Bank in Independence, and we put together a program, and it's kind of evolved over the years. That started out and people donated a lot of school supplies, and then went out and tried to sort them out based on the school supply list for kids. And I found that was not a good thing. It very difficult, because you ended up with a lot of one thing and not enough. So found a company that they're one of their business units. They sell school supplies tailored to your schools. So you send them the school supply list for your schools, and they put together a kit with all of the things that a student needs based off that school supply list, and you can buy it and have it delivered. So the idea behind it, though, originally, and it still is today, that it's not really branded with any logos. It's not nothing that identifies that these are basically donated to school supplies. The school offices make the decisions on what students, are in need, and they provide the supplies to them. Then we also try to provide some bulk supplies to each of the school buildings, and concentrate a big degree on those individualized items to the grades pre-K through the fifth grade, and then kind of bulk supplies for the middle school and for the high school, but have something that teachers too can draw on during the year. If kids need pencils, if they need paper or whatever, they can go in with some of the things that we collect and pick them up and provide it to the students. So it's, like I said, it started officially in 2017. It is continuing again this year, and it's another in order that know that the that the program can continue on over the years, kind of like the 4th of July fundraising. Andy Taylor, who's with us today, he has been, he came forward and he would like to take it over, and so we are working kind of in union this year on the Stuff the Bus Drive, and then going forward, then it'll be able to continue on.
That's great. So Andy, how did you get interested in this?
I've watched Jim Kelly for years, doing all the great things that he has done for independence in Montgomery County. And Jim is slowly letting loose of all of the great things he's doing in his retirement now. And Stuff the Bus, Adopt the Family, the fireworks projects are the three that he's relinquishing to the community. And I've always felt a need that people should continue giving. I'm a believer that giving is the backbone of how these communities operate. And Stuff the Bus is one of those projects that has a great need. We discover through our work that there's at least 150 students in the independent school district that simply have no family income for which to buy any supplies. So this project helps reach those students. If you go to the school today, or to a Walmart or a Dollar General or wherever with your school supply list, and you start going down the list and putting those crayons and pens and pencils and three-ring binders and folders and all the other stuff in your basket, you will find out that one student to provide supplies, their supply list can range from $40 on the low end all the way up to $80 to $90 on the high end. And that's just basic supplies. So knowing that there's families out there with very much diminished or no income at all, they have to have access to those same pens and pencils and crayons that everybody else does. So I feel it's a calling, it's almost a mission, or maybe even a ministry, to reach out to our community and say, we need to give these kids access to some basic supplies. And this great company, Educational Products, I think is what it's called, has a service that's just top notch, and they deliver the supplies to us for what we need, and we in turn get those supplies to the schools, and they distribute them to those kids with some left to spare. It's almost like the five loaves and two fishes. There's plenty left over afterward for everybody else. So that's how I look at it. We are doing a fund drive. We do this every July and August, and it begins July 16th, and it runs through August 31st. And this is our fundraising effort for the following year. People can give to the Community Foundation for Independence, CFFND.org, and simply click on donate, and it takes you down to Stuff the Bus, and you can click on there and donate whatever you wish. Also, for this year, as Jim is relinquishing his baton to me, we're still going to use the Community National Bank as a drop-off site for those donations for this year. After the 31st, we're going to be changing the address, and we're working those details out and those logistics for future fundraising as well. But anybody can drop a check off to the bank or go to cffind.org and just make sure that if you write a check, you put Stuff the Bus, CFFI, so we make sure that gets appropriately to the right program. We're needing about $9,000 to fulfill this program this year, and any sum will help. We will be at Farmers Market in Independence on July 29th, a Saturday, with the big bus. There as our you can't miss it, and people can stop by and drop off their donations, or if they even have actual donations, hard donations of paper or pens or crayons or pencils, they are certainly welcome to bring those as well, and we'll get those distributed to the school district. So it's a great program. It's one of the things I think makes our community so unique and vivacious is the ability for people to be generous. And this man right here is the backbone of that. And I just feel it necessary to take this on and continue it to make sure that those needs continue to be met in Independence.
Yeah, well, it's a real tangible difference that you can make. And we appreciate, you know, people like yourself, Andy, stepping up to, you know, because it's just amazing how much that, you know, you've done for the community, Jim. And we all kind of take on your different pieces here and keep them going because it's important. And I just thank you all for that because it's all each of us that make this community work.
Thank you. Well, it does. And we appreciate the opportunity too, because it is, and I appreciate Andy being willing to take it over, because you know, the one thing I've noticed is the need is there, and life is can be long or short, and I would like to see some of these things that are really pretty meaningful to those on the other end of them to be able to continue on.
Excellent. Well, another great set of guests, Lisa, you brought on here. And unfortunately, you know, we can't argue with the clock. It's running up against it. So I'm sure we could talk a lot longer. But folks, I hope everyone can stop by and just give a little bit to some of these projects, or a lot. That's fine, too. But I appreciate everyone stopping by here today. So it's been a great morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Well, Lisa, we'll talk again here, not next week, but the week after. And hope you have a great 4th, and hope we have some good fireworks.
We'll count on it.
Alrighty. That's good. All right. We will be right back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here in just moments.